Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game here on this Tuesday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier with you. Tim Hasselbeck going to join us on Friday at 1 o'clock. Had to change some stuff today. It is time to go back in the draft simulator. Now, I have set this up where we're going to make a trade, and I'm doing this before the draft starts. And I am going to fulfill Big Joe's wish.
Thank you.
To keep number four, but acquire pick number three. And via the NFL ESPN draft simulator, I think I have pulled this off, and it's a doozy.
Okay.
All right. It's all draft picks. There's no players involved. It is 100% draft picks.
Now, this being said, they go on Thursday night. Raiders take Mendoza. Number two, the Jets take Arvell Reese, and you're sitting there. You got Bailey and Love and the Cardinals ahead of you. So I propose the trade with the Cardinals to get their number three. Titans keep number four, and then after that, who knows?
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to offer – you ready, Dr. Crane? We're going to offer the Cardinals 35, 66 – and 142 from this year's draft, our second rounder from next year's draft, our first and second rounder from 2028. They are going to give us,
I like it,
3, 104, 183 in 2026, round 4 in 27, round 6 in 28.
Okay, that's all bilge. I'm good.
They have accepted it.
Oh, look at you, man. Proud of you, buddy.
Are you ready to begin?
Let's go. Let's build a team now, not 2 years from now.
All right. Round one, pick three. Titans are on the clock. Reese and Love are available.
Bailey's gone?
Bailey's gone. He went to the Jets.
Oh, well, damn it.
So let's go Love, and then let's talk.
Okay.
All right. With the third overall pick, the Titans select Jeremiah Love. Right. We're back on the clock. Let's trade back. Let's get some of our picks back. You want to try?
Okay.
Where do you want to go? Giants are at five. Well, Giants are at five. Browns are at six. Commanders at seven. Saints at eight. Chiefs 9. Giants at 10.
Chiefs. Chiefs.
You
want to
go to 9, or do you want to talk to Jerry and see what he's willing to go to 12? Or I mean, like, here's what you got available right now. Arvell Reese, Maya Goa, the offensive tackle, Caleb Downs, Sonny Styles, Mansoor Delane, Reuben Bain, Mekhi Lemon, Kenyon Sadiq, Jordan Tyson, Carnell Tate, Monroe Freeling, the guard from Penn State, McCoy from Tennessee. I mean, there's some good talent there. We can go to 9. We did that yesterday. We could go to 9 and stay in the top 10, or we could – talk to Jerry and see if we could get a couple of those first rounders from him.
So Jerry would give us 12 and 20.
Potentially. I don't know. I can try.
All right, try it.
All right.
Hey, hello?
Mr. Jones, how you doing, son?
This is Chase with the Titans. Oh, are you busy right now?
All right. They will not accept 12 and 20 for four.
Well, they can go straight to hell.
Let's see.
Go now. Let's see what the Chiefs will do.
All right.
Borgans, he's like Mayor Quimby. He calls over there. Ah! Well, that came in stereo.
Okay. They would take 9. They would give us 9 and 29 for 4.
Yes. Heck yeah, man. I hope Borgans listening to this, because this is how you get it done. This would never happen, but no. God, it's fun.
I'm seeing what else I can get out of him. So right now, before this trade, the Titans have 4 and then 101 and 104. So you would be good taking
I'm good.
9 and 29 for 4.
Yes.
So three, they'd end up with 3 first-round picks.
Right. Are you listening, Jim Wyatt? This is how you do it, man.
I'm seeing if we could get anything else out of him.
Don't be greedy, man. That's a downfall of the man is greed. But fortune does favor the bold.
I know you don't care. All right, so this is what I'm going to do just to mess with you. We're going to give them 4 and 225. They're going to give us 9, 29, and 210.
Okay.
So we're going to move up in the seventh round.
Sure.
Done.
They approved it?
They did.
I got so here's what happened. Dude.
They went Downs at 4. Reese goes to the Giants at 5. Styles to the Browns at 6. Tate to the Commanders at 7. Delane to the Saints at 8. Titans are on the clock at 9. And guess who's sitting there?
Reuben Bain.
We doing it?
Bring him home, baby.
All right.
Yep, yep.
Titans select Reuben Bain. And the Titans are on the clock at 29.
Is the big boy from Georgia there, the lineman? God, I don't want to take a Georgia lineman.
Yeah.
Isaiah Wilson broke my heart 6 years ago. I
think you just need a Wichita lineman. Just do that.
Shut your mouth.
All right, so here's what's happened. Let me just quickly run through this. We get a run, a little bit of a run on receivers. The Giants go Jordan Tyson at 10. Mekhi Lemon goes to the Dolphins at 11. Jarrah takes Maigoa, offensive tackle, at 12. Jermaine McCoy goes to the Rams at 13. The guard from Penn State, that I can't say his name, goes to the Ravens at 14. Caden Proctor, offensive tackle, to the Bucks at 15. Spencer Fano, tackle, goes to the Jets at 16. Sadiq goes to the Lions. Omar Cooper Jr., who I liked him, wide receiver, goes to the Vikings at 18. Monroe Freeling, is that who you were thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah, he goes to the Panthers at 19. Cowboys take Emmanuel McNeil Warren, the safety, at 20. Colton Hood to the Steelers at 21. Blake Miller, offensive tackle, to the Chargers at 22. Akeem Mesidor, the edge rusher, goes to the Eagles at 23. Concepcion goes to the Browns at 24. Lomu, the tackle, goes to the Bears at 25. Dylan Thineman, the safety, goes to the Bills at 26. Peter Woods, defensive tackle, goes to the 49ers at 27. And then the Texans take Avian Terrell, a cornerback, at 28. Titans on the clock at 29. Got some options here. Denzel Boston, wide receiver from Washington, sitting there. He's available. Keldrick Falk, the edge rusher from Auburn's available. Caden McDonald, defensive tackle, Ohio State. Zion Young, edge rusher, Missouri. Cassius Howell, edge rusher, A&M, is there. Guard Chase Bissonnatus from A&M is there. Caleb Banks from Florida is available. So what are you thinking?
That Zion Young at Missouri is really good, but I think you can get him
later
on.
We got Love and we got Bain. So we've covered offensive guy and then an edge rusher.
I need a playmaker, man. Any playmaker?
I would say, Dr. Crane, do you like Boston, the receiver?
Denzel Boston's your safe play, for sure.
Or the band.
Yeah, they're good, too. I do like Falk.
He came on with us as media days.
But, I mean, the safe pick to me is Boston.
Then you got another crowded receiver room.
Not
Ridley.
Necessarily.
Robinson, Iowa Manor, DK, Bryce Oliver.
All right. Audience.
I'm not taking that.
Audience, we need your help. What are we doing here at 29? So if you're just tuning in, we're doing the draft simulator, and we have been wheeling and dealing.
We have.
We moved up to 3, and we didn't give up 4. We then moved back from 4 to 9 with Kansas City and got some of our picks back. We have ended up with 3 first-round picks. Titans are on the clock at 29. We'll make that pick. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Well, Joe, while we were on the break, we're on the clock at 29. My phone rang, and it was Monty Awesomefort from the Cardinals.
Okay.
He wanted to talk again. We just made a big deal with him to move up to 3. But he called back and has said, hey, I'll give you 34 and I'll give you 66 back for 29, 101, and 194.
What is it again? 34?
34, 66. So
Do
that's
it.
Your second and third.
Do it.
For 29, fourth round pick, 101, and then 194.
It's going to save Miss Amy a little money because we're going to the second round.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, unless we just love Boston.
The band, not the player. Right? I'll do that.
Dr. Crane, what do you think?
I think it's a good trade. I mean, the value's there.
Okay. I just don't like taking a receiver that's not going to play immediately. He's not going to see the field.
All here's right. the issue, though, Joe. Calvin Ridley, not going to be here long. The shelf life for him is minimal.
All right. Then you got Wandale Robinson. You got Iyo Manor. Yes. You got DK. You got Bryce Oliver. You throw maybe another receiver in the mix there.
They're all young. That's the beauty of it. The upside. That's what you like.
I don't want young receivers. I want good receivers. Don't make me get up.
All right. I'm taking 65. I'm taking 34, 65, giving them 29, okay. 101, and 194.
All right. Do it.
Done.
Busy over here at Baptist Sports Park, whatever it's called now.
All right. So Arizona goes Caleb Banks, defensive tackle. Keldrick Falk goes to the Dolphins at 30. Boston goes to Boston. Vrabel takes Denzel Boston at 31. And Zion Young
oh, no.
goes to the Seahawks at 32.
That's a good pick. It's a good player.
With the first pick in the second round, number 33, the New York Jets select quarterback Ty Simpson from the University of Alabama. The Titans are on the clock.
Who we got?
All right. Caden McDaniel, defensive tackle, Ohio State's available. Cassius Howell, the edge rusher from A&M's there. The guard from A&M named Chase is there. Anthony Hill Jr. from Texas, he's a linebacker, is there. Eli Stowers is there. Cease, the quarterback, cornerback from South Carolina. Chris Johnson, the cornerback from San Diego State, are both there. Zachariah Branch, wide receiver from Georgia. So any of those guys.
Who was the guard from A&M? Or is that
Bizanitis.
Bizanitis. And the linebacker from Texas also,
Anthony
right?
Hill, yeah.
Man, they need linebackers. Give me that linebacker from Texas.
Anthony Hill?
Anthony Hill.
Done.
Damn it, Bobby.
All right, on the clock at 65. Jake Galladay, linebacker from Cincinnati. A.J. Hollacy, the safety from LSU. Antonio Williams, wide receiver from Clemson. I already know who we're taking here. I'll read the rest, but I know who we're going to take.
Okay, buddy.
Keelan Rutledge, guard from Georgia Tech.
MTSU.
Malachi Fields, wide receiver from Notre Dame. Derek Moore, edge rusher from Michigan. Josiah Trotter, linebacker, Missouri. Max Clair, tight end, Ohio State. We're going Rutledge.
Yeah.
We need a guard. This is the perfect
Bring
time.
Him home, Chase. Bring him home.
All right.
So who do we got now? We have Love.
All right. We're on the clock at 104. Here's what we got right now. Love, Bain, Hill, and Rutledge.
I'll take
So we have addressed a playmaker on offense, a playmaker on defense, a linebacker, and then – our starting guard.
Could be starting guard. MTSU guy.
Yep. And we have 5 picks left.
Oh, wheeling and dealing.
So on the clock at 104, we got Demetrius Crownover, tackle from A&M. Jacoby Lane, wide receiver, USC. The Davidson guy, who's a cornerback from Ohio State. Justin Jolly, he's a tight end from NC State. Kamari Ramsey is a safety from USC. Logan Jones, center from Iowa, is there. Got a couple of edge rushers, including Romello Height from Texas Tech, LT Overton from Alabama. Got another guard, Brian Parker II from Duke.
I like that center from Iowa.
Yeah, I do too. What do you think, Dr. Crane?
Corn fed. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All right.
There's something to say about those corn-fed linemen.
We're going Jones.
Let's go Jones.
All right, so we've gotten our guard and center.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
All right, now we're in the 5th round, pick 144. Jaden Kennedy is a safety from Oregon. Jude Bowery, tackle from Boston College. Desmond Claiborne, running back from Wake Forest. We've got a lot of running backs here. Albert Regis, who's a defensive tackle from A&M. Jeremiah Wright, guard from Auburn. Charles Demings from SFA, whatever that is. He's a corner.
Stephen F. Austin, pal.
Yeah, that's right. Jacoby Thomas, safety from Miami.
MTSU guy, bring him home. Who? Jacoby Thomas.
All right.
Bring him home. He can play a little safety, a little corner. I need you on special teams, Jacoby. Yes, sir, coach. All right, go get it done.
All right, we're in the sixth round, pick 183.
I like this team we're compiling here.
Adam Randall, running back from Clemson, is available. Damani Jackson, cornerback from Alabama, is available. Malik Benson, wide receiver from Oregon. What a name. George Gums Jr., who's an edge rusher from Florida. He's available. Josh Cameron, who is a wide receiver from Baylor. Isaiah World, tackle from Oregon. Bo Stevens, a guard from Iowa. A lot of these guys. Anybody stand out?
No. Is there get that.
We you got Logan Fano, who's an edge from Utah. Roman Hemby, running back from Indiana.
Is that Spencer Fano's brother?
I don't know.
Same last
Colby
name.
Colby Young, receiver from Georgia.
Nope.
What
does Fano play?
Jefferson's there, a linebacker from Alabama that we like.
All right, get him. Bring him in here.
Ooh, how about this? Cameron Ball, defensive tackle from Arkansas. Travis Burke, who's a tackle from Memphis.
I need that guy to play special teams that's coming in here. What does Jefferson play? Linebacker?
Yeah.
Bring him in. I need a special teams guy. Young man, you can play special teams. Yes, sir, coach.
All right, just throwing this in. We haven't gotten a corner yet. What about Damani Jackson from Alabama? He's a corner.
So that means Jefferson and now him?
No, I'm saying not Jefferson. We would take Jackson to
okay.
get because we don't have a corner.
Bring him in, pal.
Let's get a corner. All right.
We've done something really good here.
All right, we can get Jefferson now at pick 184 if you want him.
Bring him home. Young man, need you to play special teams? Yes, sir, coach.
Final pick for us, pick 210, round number 6.
You already know. You already know what I want. Why not? It'll just enrage so many people.
You know what? I'm gonna we're gonna do better. We're gonna do because I think
to God,
he'll still be there. We're gonna
if you try to be cute and take a punter, I'm stabbing you in the eyeball.
I'm not. I'm gonna who's got Mr. Irrelevant? What is it? 250? What's the final pick?
253? Maybe.
That's Baltimore. Hang on. All right.
Denver Broncos do.
The Broncos? All right.
Pick 257.
257.
Okay.
Jeez.
I like this band. They're a pretty good band you got in the background.
I heard them last week. They're doing pretty good.
Pretty good. What are we waiting on? You getting?
We're on the phone. We're working the phones.
You trying to be to get Mr. Irrelevant pick?
Yeah, but like it's kind of difficult.
You tried that blue chew?
What's wrong with you?
Oh man,
I don't think we're gonna be able to pull it off.
They're going to pull it off. I need action.
Well, they say that if I give them 210 for 246, 256, and 257, that it's a lopsided trade. And, like, they won't give me much else. Shut up.
Well, then what do we need to do here? Just pull the plug on and take Pavi in the sixth round.
Right,
we got some good. We got some good core guys here.
Hang on, Baltimore's calling.
Okay,
what's up?
Hello.
What you got, Baltimore?
Well, is Derek Mason still available? We'd like him back up here in Baltimore.
Man, this is difficult. That's what she said.
Oh, the draft. Let's do it. Why are you afraid? Are you afraid to be laughed at if you take Pavi in the sixth round?
Yes.
This is our last pick?
Well, I'm trying to get a couple more picks. Don't you want more picks?
See if you can trade. What's another dumb team in the NFL? See if you can trade the Colts. They seem pretty dumb.
Oh, yeah, we could probably do that.
Even though we're within the division. But
all right, we're doing it. Yep. I'm going to give them 210. They're giving me 214 and 254.
Atta boy. I like it a lot.
All right. So 214. Who do you want? 214, you got Malik Benson. He's a wide receiver from Oregon. He's there. Got a couple of tight ends. Got some tackles. A lot of receivers.
Any SEC boys there?
Fernando Carmona is a tackle from Arkansas. You got Toronto Pride Jr. is a corner from Missouri. Ahmed Reed Adams, a guard from A&M. Harrison Wallace III is a receiver from Ole Miss.
Why not? He can play special teams.
Tim Keenan III, defensive tackle from Bama. He's there.
Do we have depth at defensive tackle? Take the Bama boy.
Yeah, we actually probably do.
Go to the Bama
depth.
Breeze. Take the Bama boy.
All right.
Joe going against his word.
No, yeah, but he says offensive line.
Oh.
Alabama offensive linemen, except for John Hanna, are terrible. Terrible. Alex Leatherwood, terrible.
All right.
J.C. Latham. Done. Oh, we got jury still out.
Chance Warmack.
Oh, covered in grass. Every time I interviewed Chance Warmack, he was covered in grass.
All right. These are the quarterbacks that are available. Okay. Joey Aguilar, Haynes King, Joe Fagano, Diego Pavia, and Jalen Daniels. We're going Pavia. We're 254.
Haynes King is still there?
Yeah.
God, and Gruden was raving about him.
You want him instead of Pavia?
No. I want Pavia.
Done. There we go. Our draft. And we got a C.
Just like at McGavick. Just get a C. Everything I do. I work my tail off on that. Now you get a C-. All right.
6181 says, Joe doesn't know ball.
We're taking Pavia. We're taking Pavia. We're
so this is our draft. We wheel and deal and move a lot of picks around. At number 3, we take Jeremiah Love. We trade back to 9 to take Reuben Bain.
Yes.
We trade 29 and trade back to 34 to take Anthony Hill Jr. as a linebacker from Texas. We take Keelan Rutledge at 65 from Georgia Tech. He's a guard. We take Logan Jones, center, at pick 104. We take Jacoby Thomas, a safety, at pick 144 in the 5th round. 6th round, we have 3 picks. We take Damani Jackson, a corner from Alabama. Good Lord, we had a run on Alabama players. We had Damani.
Where's my spotter?
We had Damani Jackson, a corner from Alabama, Justin Jefferson, a linebacker from Alabama, and Tim Keenan, a defensive tackle from Alabama. And then we take Pavia with 254.
Bring it home. Look, I mean, you get Love and Bain and that good linebacker out of Texas. 3 impact players out of the gate. I'm taking that right now. I am playing for now. Rutledge could come in and start at guard. You got a good center there, the guy out of Iowa. Everything after that, that's a bonus. It's an absolute bonus right there. But we got Love and Bain. Would you disagree? Getting Love and Bain now, I don't know what we have in 27. I really don't care because I'm playing for the now.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I mean, we got Love and Bain. The only one that I wasn't sure on is Anthony Hill, but we do need linebacker help.
We do. So, guys, I mean, he's up there for a reason.
They do. Yeah. I love Rutledge. I love Jones. I think we've taken care of the offensive line there.
Right. And
you know, one of those guys is going to start.
Absolutely it is. And then maybe one of the guys can back up and start soon, center or guard. That's fine.
And then, you know, you got some safety help. You got corner help. They're going to help you on special teams, or they might play. You never know.
So here it is. Think about in September, they take the field, Love and Bain on your team.
Yep.
You got 2 of the top guys in the draft on your team. Look, and you have a good season, you pick later in the draft in 27, the first round. Arizona's got that. Who cares? You got your guy. The Bengals trading their number 10 pick for Dexter Lawrence says volumes. They want now, not a 10. Not, they don't know what's going to happen at 10. That guy's going to come and contribute. Yep. They got a guy who's going to contribute now. The Rams have been doing it for years. Do it now. Guys, now. Who cares about next year?
615-737-1025. We've run the simulator again, and we ended up with Love and Reuben Bain in the first round for the Tennessee Titans. A lot of wheeling and dealing and probably some things that wouldn't actually happen, but we gave it a shot through the ESPN Analytics Draft Simulator. What do you think? 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game here on this Tuesday. We've put our draft out there. And Joe needs Jim Wyatt to show Mike Porcanti.
Yeah, I mean, take what we've just done. Go over there and say, look, man, you got any questions? Need help tomorrow?
Let us know.
If they need help Thursday night, just call us. Chase runs these simulators really well. I offer, you know, pretty good input. Dr. Graham plays the music. I mean, it's perfect.
He offers some input, too.
It's absolutely perfect that we do this.
Oh, man. It is it's something. I know that much.
Let me ask you this. I mean, are we going to be, if Love is gone, I've asked this the last couple of days, but we're going to be just massively disappointed when he's gone. We're going to be all upset because that's all we've talked about. That's all we've thought about when he gets over to Nissan Stadium, starts running that football in the fall. Like, how great that'd be him and Cam Ward and Jeremiah Love is great running back. It's like Chris Johnson coming in and Eddie helping out Steve and everything else. And then he's gone, and we're stuck with another one of these malcontent Ohio State players. You know, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Somebody's coming in and play.
I don't hate what we've done here.
No.
How do
we get a C? Now that's my
problem. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't hate what we've done here.
Andrew probably grading him. That's the problem.
Dang it, Andrew. So again, if you were just tuning in, we have run the draft simulator.
Now, where can people find the draft simulator?
Well, there's several. What's the one you like to use?
StickToTheModel.com.
Okay. We did this.
Stick to the model.
We did this on ESPN.
Cindy Crawford's a hot model. Is that the model you're referring to?
Sure.
Okay.
Pamela Anderson.
On and on. Keep going. So ESPN's got – okay. Got,
yeah. So we use the ESPN one.
Okay. I need to know more things that will occupy my time for time.
Well, this will do it, I would say. I think you would – you would enjoy this.
Yes. I would, but I would much rather if Bailey's – if Bailey's there at 3 and 4, none of the other nonsense of trading back. Take those two guys. Houston did it in 23, paid off famously for them. Russini leaked that out to the Texans in 23, whatever that was. And they get Will Anderson and CJ
Stroud. How'd you get that information anyway?
I don't know.
It's the damnedest thing.
Everybody's like, what?
How'd she find out?
Oh, man. No, I know. If Bailey's there and Love is there, try to figure out something with the Cardinals, I think, no pun intended, hold all the cards. Because I think the Jets want their defensive guy.
I see what you did there.
And the Cardinals at 3, that's a terrible football team. They are bad, and they've got a few decent players. They need more. So the Jerry part of coming up to 12 and 20 and finagle two more picks out of Jerry, fourth round, fifth round, great. You've added 3 or 4 more players to your list there, and now you've got 2 first-rounders at 12 and 20. And then somehow you could move out of that stuff and go on. I've studied more for this than I think I did any class in college.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, right? It does. I still got a damn C on all that went on. Not a fan of all that.
Let's see. never mind. Wes and Hermitage says, Chase, finish this sentiment. Eddie George was clutch for McNair. Chris Johnson was the absolute man. Derrick Henry made Ryan Tannehill's life a lot easier. Jeremiah Love is going to be a game changer. That's what I would say.
Everybody we've had on there has said that, and we've talked about it, said that. Jeff Fisher said that. Mm-hmm. How about what a running back can do for a quarterback?
Yep. Craig says the morning show is allergic to scoring points. All morning, all they did was talk about taking defense. You can't win scoring 17 points a game. I'm biased because I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan, but he is the first Notre Dame player I can remember wishing that the Titans would draft.
Yep. Although Bettis in 93 went to the Rams. Hell of a running back. But 32 years ago. But anyway, that was 33 years ago. Yeah, I just get it, man. That Nissan Stadium would explode with him. Watching him behind Cam Ward. And then get some of the guys, get the offensive line built up. I mean, there's so much value right now that wasn't there. I mean, this time last year, we already knew they were taking Cam Ward. 2 years ago, we all wanted Joe Alt. We all wanted Joe Alt, that left tackle, to protect Levis. And then, the Chargers go up and draft him at 5, and then we get Latham. Titans get Latham. It's like, oh, man. So, we'll see what happens in 50-something hours.
So you like – but you like what we've done here?
Hell, yeah. I love what we've done here. I love the show we've built. I do.
I'm talking about the draft.
I love the impact that we've had. Yes, I do. I like that. I like the two linemen that we got. Rutledge is good. The center from Iowa is good. Jacoby Thomas, another MTSU guy who's done well at the big-time level. I like this. And like after the fourth round, it's all a big crapshoot anyway. It's all it is. You get lucky with some of those guys. Titans in the past have been lucky with guys after that. Derek Mason, David Stewart, Bo Scaife, Cortland Finnegan, to name a few.
Okay. 615-737-1025. We'll take your calls and texts and wrap up hour number two next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Having some fun with our draft simulator. And if you are watching on this stream, you can see that we put all the picks that we selected in our draft simulator via ESPN. We traded up to number 3 with Arizona. We kept number 4. We traded back to 9. We did a lot of wheeling and dealing. And so it ended up working out, though, I think.
It does. Look, man, fortune favors the bold. Go out and get it done. Don't sit idly back and watch everything happen around you. Make it happen. Poor Gonzi knows.
He be knowing.
He understands what's happening. And play for now. Oh, next year's draft is really, really – I don't care about next year's draft. I don't care. I care about what's happening Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. That's it, man. Ah, now I'm fired up.
You are a little fired up.
By the way, let me ask you this. Our question of the day was, the other day was, who does Morgan Wallen walk out with, you know? Yeah. And I'm just looking at some Alabama stuff. How do you think DeBoer feels when that happens, when Saban – and don't say he doesn't care, because Saban shows up with Morgan Wallen, 80,000 people lose their ever-loving mind. And you're the coach there. Do you get tired of Saban hanging around?
Probably.
Would you not like say, hey, man, can you go someplace else for right now?
You got something else you can go do?
Can you go to Birmingham for the weekend? I just think it's just I think this is it for DeBoer. I think this is it. I think he's done after this year. I really do. I mean, he's in a no-win situation. The team wasn't that good last year. You're getting slaughtered in the portal. Yeah, you got guys getting drafted, but you have a standard that's not happening. And so with DeBoer, I mean – and now Simpson could fall to the second round?
Simpson, just, eh?
One of your goons in Sector 7G, sir. I don't know, man. I just seeing him and what was it? I just want to know his reaction was when Saban walks out the other night and you're sitting on your couch or whatever. It's just, I don't know, man. And I think it's his last year. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't be surprised. Because, again, you don't want to be the one to follow the one.
No, you don't want to be Ray Perkins.
And it hasn't worked.
How purpose was it that it was Ray Perkins that got the
– It hasn't worked to the level that Saban had it at.
It's not worked for anybody. Did it work for Holly Warlick in Knoxville?
No.
No, it didn't do that. It did not. It's tough to do that. So, anyway.
Why don't you reset our question of the day?
Why is that guy looking at me in that booth in there? All right, our question, 10 years ago today, 10 years ago today, Prince passed away, and our question is, what musician passing away really bothered you? Chase was Jimmy Buffett, which really bothered me too. But Eddie Van Halen passing away really bothered me. I was on fall break with my son in Panama City on the beach and got the news that Eddie Van Halen passed away. So it's crazy. So what musician passing away really bothered you? We got some votes for Neil Peart on our text line, who might be the greatest drummer of all time, and I could see where that would have bothered you. So 615-737-1025, what musician passing away because of Prince 10 years ago today that did that? And, I mean, Prince was a tough one too. That was a soundtrack to a lot of us going up. And then the lead singer of Linkin Park.
Oh, Chester Bennington?
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's gotten some votes. Yep. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
So that is our question of the day. You can continue to weigh in. 615-737-1025.
10 years ago for Prince, man. That is
it's crazy.
Time really flies. And then Eddie Van Halen's been 6 years October when he passed away, and on and on and on. So
Eddie Van Halen, I mean, like, that's a good one because that's like a musician that I really looked up to.
Yeah. Right. That was tough, man. I mean, that signified that Van Halen was done. Yeah. And it's like, oh, they'll get back together again one day. Maybe they'll tour again, and David Lee Roth, and blah, blah, blah. And maybe they'll split the concert, and Hager do 1 hour, and David Lee Roth did the next hour. And then when Eddie was gone, it's like, yeah. You know, we went to the Hager concert, you and me, and Ricky and Hermilla Henry, and we were like, this is the closest to Van Halen we will get.
Yeah,
and
that was, like, for me, that's the closest to Van Halen I'll ever get.
Yep, it was really good. So there's some others that we're leaving off. Dr. Crane said Toby Keith was one. They go on and on, but to me it was Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. 615-737-1025 is the phone number there. We'll have more coming in hour number three. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game.